We're learning the book Netivot Olam, and this is a book that the Maharal wrote, The Pathways of the World. And the Maharal initially speaks about the paths to Torah. This section that we're going to begin with, the beginning of Netivot Olam, divides into three primary sections. Initially, the Maharal will speak about the greatness of Torah and learning Torah. And so the first chapter, he's going to speak about the greatness of Torah and how a person has to behave in order to acquire Torah, the humility one needs, the elevation one needs above their physical desires. And then the Maharal later on will speak about the importance of review and that the system we use for learning has to be correct so that we get the most out of the time we invest. And how a person should learn, how he should learn with a chavruta. The Maharal then evolves into learning in groups, in a yeshiva. The Maharal goes into the developing the love of learning Torah. And then the Maharal in the end of this section goes into the importance of the relationship one develops with their Rebbe. So that's the first section. Then the second section speaks about the human being and his development and how we're supposed to view someone who learns Torah. And finally, the third section speaks about the importance of the mitzvos and our performance of mitzvos that evolves from the learning of Torah. So we're going to begin. The way of the Maharal is to explain things at length. Sometimes it sounds a little bit repetitive. I do not know how to explain the Maharal's usage of words, because the Maharal often seems to repeat the same concept a second time and a third time, and you have to have patience. That's why the Maharal's books are so big. I'm saying it's like as big as the Shas. But you guys wanted an advanced class, and the Maharal is a fantastic book that has to be learned and understood and reviewed. One of the challenges to my mind in learning Maharal is that the Maharal presents ideas as being obligatory. The Maharal doesn't say, Rambam wrote this way, but I think differently. Drashot Aran wrote this way, but I think that's wrong. The Maharal presents what he writes as, this is the way of the Torah, period. Don't think to say differently, because this is what's right. And if you don't study other works, then you could walk away with tunnel vision. You could walk away with one approach. Now, the Maharal is a giant of Torah. When Meir Kazarav describes their philosophy, or Machon Meir, so very often they'll say, it's Nachmanides, Kuzari, Maharal, Rav Kook. Okay, so this is like one of the major books in terms of Jewish thought, but it goes in line with a certain line of reasoning. And the Maharal's line of reasoning would go in line with Nachmanides. The Maharal was a huge Kabbalist. However, we have purposely studied Drashot Aran because I find it very important that specifically students of Machon Meir get to see another vantage point on Jewish philosophy. And in order to try and ensure that you guys are enriched in a more broad way, that's why every Friday I try to teach Drashot Aran. The philosophy you're learning in Machon Meir is very much in line with the way of the Maharal, or at least that's what Machon Meir aspires to, Merkaz Arav aspires to. The Maharal is an anchor in Jewish thought, and when one learns Maharal, one gets the feeling that one has understood the basic important concepts of Judaism. I am unfortunately chiseling away at that a little bit, in the sense that I'm telling you, not everything the Maharal says is agreed upon by everyone. Meaning the Maharal presents his understanding of, don't add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. So it's a beautiful understanding, only he's arguing on certain Rishonim. Meaning when the Torah says, don't add to the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Maharal develops a whole explanation of how that mitzvah applies, and he sounds very convincing. That's his job, right? He's selling his understanding. However, the Maharal doesn't say it that way. The Maharal does not tell you, I'm going against Rambam here, I'm going against the Ran here. The Maharal says, this is what it means and I'll prove it to you, and don't think you could say any other way. And again, that's very forceful. It's very empowering. When you learn Maharal, you walk away feeling like, I got it. I know what the Torah wants from me. It's a very positive feeling. Forgive me for chiseling away at that a little bit. I still think that it's important to see the breadth. So we begin the Maharal. The Maharal begins, you want me to read the Hebrew and translate? Yes? The Sefer Mishlei, in the book of Mishlei, it says, Boch tzedakah chayim v'derech netiva al mavet. The way of charity brings life, and the path of charity is above death. Shlomo alav ha-shalom ratza lomar, what King Solomon, peace be upon him, wanted to say was, kasher oseh adam tzedakah, when man does charity, yesh lo chayim, then he has life. Mipnei ki ikar ha-tzedakah shnoten chayim la'ani. The essence of charity is you're giving life to the poor. And just as you are giving life to the poor, so now a person is worthy of his own life. One who has given life unto others is worthy themselves of life. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech says the path of charity brings life. It means in two directions. You bring life to others, you're bringing life to yourself. And then Shlomo said, "V'derech netiva al mavet." And the way, the path of charity is above death. Klomar, it's as though Shlomo was saying, "Kasher olecha adam b'derech netiva." When a person goes in the right path, mibli sheyateya minus molchutz lantiva, when he does not veer off the path, v'az al yagia lo mavet klal, then he won't be touched by death. Umasha amar boch tzedaka chayim, v'kan amar al mavet. How come the beginning of the verse says life, and the end of the verse says above death? Ki hakol u'inyan echad. Really, it's one concept. Rak she'etzel kol echad zachar hatam. Each one was described with its reasoning. Ki etzel tzedaka she'chayim. When we speak about giving charity, we're talking about giving life. Amar, so then the verse says, kasher yelech be'orach tzedaka yeh lo chayim gamken. When a person goes the path of charity, then he too will have life. The Kanamar, and over here Shlomo HaMelech said, Al Mavet, he's above death, Ki kasher eino sar min ha-yosher. When a person does not veer off the straight path, Al yagia lo gam ken mavet, then he also won't be touched by death. Ki ha-mavet hu, you know what's death, says the Maharal, Kasher yotze chutz min ha-yosher v'unoteh la-katzeh. When a person can get off the path, and he comes off of the balanced path, that's Hu Hamavet, that is death. This is a concept in Maharal that the Maharal will still develop. He speaks about it in many places, that the idea of life is consistency. The idea of life is being able to impact. Life is not what we view as life. Our sages say a poor person is like he's dead. Why? Because a poor person can't back what he does. We said life is consistency. Life is the ability to impact. A person needs money in order to be consistent in what they do. A person needs money in order to impact others. Our sages say a person who has no children, it's like he's dead. Why? Because his consistency is hurt. When a person has children, it's like he's alive because he can continue to impact the world. So those two concepts, continuum and impact, those are the concepts of life in the Maharal. The Maharal indicates it by the concept of a stream that has a continuous source. It's called Maim Chayim, live water. What does it mean it's alive? It means it has continuum. And so the Maharal, as we will see, will describe life as being two things: consistency, continuum, and impact. When you can impact, you're alive. When you can consistently impact, you're alive. We will see. Mekasher nishar bintiva lo yagia lo mavet. When a person can stay on the path of the correct path of Torah, then he is above death. Ve'tzel tzedakah amar lashon orach. With regards to charity, it says orach tzedakah chayim. Orach hu rachav. Orach is a description of a broad path. Sometimes you give charity, sometimes not. You don't say that because you didn't give charity yesterday, now you're no longer a charitable person. Perhaps you gave 1,000,000 times this month. But yesterday you didn't give. You're still on the path of charity. That's why it says the broad path of charity is life. Even though a person might have veered a little bit within the path, he could have given yesterday, should have given yesterday, he's still within the path of charity. It's only if a person comes off the path completely and says, I'm not giving up a penny of my money, then he's come off the path. So the path of charity is called the broad path of charity. We're charitable people even if we don't always give charity. Even if sometimes we should and don't. That's why the path of charity is called orach, the broad path of charity. But then the pasuk says, v'derech netivot, but if you go on the minimal path, we switched from orach to nativ. Nativ is a lane. Nativ is a path that has room for one person. It's your path. That's a very specific lane. A lane is something that when you veer a little bit, you're out of lane. That's called you're not in your lane anymore. That's true with regards to the path of life, where we have to choose, am I going the path of life? Or am I sometimes veering to the right or the left after one's desired? A person has to know that veering off a little to the right and a little to the left, then a person's touching a little bit of death in this way or that way. The path of life, that's a specific path. That's the balanced path. That's the middle path. And there, it's a lane. It's not a broad path. And that's what it says in somewhere else. I walk the broad path of charity, but in justice, it's a very limited path. So in tzedakah, it's orach, it's very broad. Because you don't leave the path of charity because you missed once. But when it comes to justice, even if you're off a little bit, you've destroyed justice. Justice is not something where you can say, I got it almost right. You got to get it right. And that's why we call it nitivah. Nitivah is a lane. So a person has to know that when it comes to the path, there isn't room, there isn't breath like the orach. You want to overcome death, that's where the pasuk says stay in lane, in the lane that the maral is still going to describe. So we've began the introduction, my introduction, now the maral's introduction. We still have to continue learning the intro to this book that's called Netivot Olam, the paths of the world. The minimal paths of the world. Now we're starting to learn what the word nativ mean. The lanes of the world. Not the paths. The lane. Nativot olam. The lanes of the world. We're going to work our way through his introduction. And then we're going to, Be'ez HaShem, learn the book.